How many coming through up there, Ed? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The office sought the man and not the man the office. His unique qualifications by background and personality made him the only man capable of leading the university at the time he was asked to take hold. Fortunate is our state, and indeed the nation, for all time to come, that Ernest Hattie's idealism and dedication to the cause of higher education made acceptance of this challenge his duty. There is no need to catalog his achievements. You have seen them today, the beautiful building and campus, the outstanding faculty of which we are justly proud, and the end product, our expanded and vigorous student body exemplified in this graduating class. Rather would I emphasize the impact of his personality on all who have a responsibility to carry on. For thereby we retain forever the benefits of his noble spirit. His boundless energy will set the pace for those who follow. He is a practical dreamer whose visions have been translated into action. Above all, he has evaluated every project first and foremost in its human terms. The Board of Regents has wished to honor Dr. Patty and at the same time not close our official connection. As I read this resolution, it is directed towards Dr. Patty, initially, but as well to Mrs. Patty, because the efforts of our president could never have been crowned with achievement if they had not borne the inspiration and help of the first lady of the campus, whose hospitality and grace have been a treasure to us all. Whereas Dr. Ernest N. Patty has been an educator, builder, and planner, and has significantly advanced the cause of higher education through serving as a member of the University of Alaska faculty for 13 years and as president for 7 years. And whereas the university experienced its greatest period of growth under his dedicated and competent leadership, and whereas the Board of Regents consistently have found Dr. Patty to display the finest spirit of cooperation, harmony, and enthusiasm while carrying out the duties and responsibilities of his office, and whereas Dr. Patty has worked diligently, courageously, and boldly to build the University of Alaska, which now exists as a permanent tribute to his vision, determination, and ability, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Regents express its deep appreciation to Dr. Ernest N. Patty for the great contribution he has made to Alaska and the United States as president of the University of Alaska. And be it further resolved that the Board of Regents, in recognition of the numerous contributions which Dr. Patty has made, and as evidence of their desire that his identification with the university be continued, do hereby appoint Dr. Ernest N. Patty as president emeritus of the University of Alaska. This resolution, which I have just read, has been properly engrossed and signed by all the regents as further evidence of their great esteem and respect, and will be embodied in a scroll which will be presented for permanent possession by Dr. and Mrs. Patty. Now, with our hearts burdened with your parting, but filled with the joy of our mutual endeavors, We wish you and Mrs. Patty to carry with you the ringing cheers of your students, faculty, and all friends of the university.
Thank you very much. Won't you please be seated? I've got a brief swan song. The wonderful metamorphosis of the University of Alaska during the past few years cannot be credited to any one man. Those of you who have been close to the university know that Mrs. Patty has constantly worked at my side and that she has contributed a great deal. Then there are many others. Certainly no university presence, as you've seen here today, has ever had a finer board of regents. Without their guidance, their fine policy decisions of a high order, their encouragement, and their warm friendship, I could not have proceeded with confidence. Together, I feel that we have created the image of a great university. I inherited the nucleus of a fine faculty, and over the years, this has been forged into a faculty that does the university proud. These people were badly underpaid, and though we have increased salaries about 50% during the past 6 years, I must leave this faculty still underpaid for the services which they are rendering. Their devotion to the university is as great as mine. They form a cadre of fine men and women, and I'm going to miss the close association and friendships which we've had over the years. It's unusual for this deep feeling of affection to exist between a president of a university and a faculty. So often you find the president and faculty sniping at each other. This is certainly not true here. The faculty sensed what we were trying to accomplish at this university, and they jumped in and gave me their fullest cooperation. And at no time have we ever been at cross purposes, at least if they have, I haven't known about them. Shakespeare said there is a destiny that shapes our ends, rough hew them as we may. It must have been destiny that shaped our decision to accept the Regent's offer of the presidency of the University of Alaska. Initially, it seemed impossible to accept, and at one time we started to frame a telegram declining the offer. Thus, we would have lost the most satisfying and constructive period of our lives. We would also have lost the opportunity to work with these fine young men and women who have been students here at the university. It is very satisfying to realize that one is working to shape the lives and careers of those who are to be the future leaders of our new state. The result of their work will bear fruit long after we are gone. I have great respect and admiration for the present generation of university students. We who toil in the vineyards of education carry a great responsibility. We work with young people in their formative and impressionable years. Their ultimate fate hinges in part upon how well we do the job. But I did not come here this morning to press any flowers in my memory book. The view in the rear vision mirror of the road we have traveled is a pleasant one. And we are sometimes inclined to keep our eyes too long on the rear vision mirror. But let's forget that and glance down the road ahead. The University of Alaska is now on a firm foundation. This is the close of an era. But there is still a new and brighter era ahead. This campus must always be a place for courage and a place for daring. If it ever loses that touch, it loses vitality. Alfred Sloan once said, "Our schools and colleges can serve the best in our civilization and communicate the best to each succeeding generation." That has been one of our chief work here. I see an era when the university will gain national recognition as a prestige university, where it will play a much more important part in the affairs of the state of Alaska. An era of great growth. In the past 6 years, enrollment has trebled, and it is only beginning, for within the next 3 years, we should have 1,500 students on campus. And still farther down the road, I can dimly see a milepost stating 3,000 students. That isn't idle dreaming. The last legislature has just authorized the University and Institute of Marine Science to deal with research in oceanography and fisheries. I don't know whether you realize how important that is going to be. I will venture the guess that within a few years hence, this will develop into one of the most vital and important activities of the university. We now have a paper organization for an Academy of Northern Research. We must breathe the breath of life into this, for there is every reason why this Farthest North University should be the center and the authority on all problems dealing with the Arctic and the subarctic. The university has obtained such prestige that we are now receiving financial help in the form of grants from such organizations as the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Corporation, the National Science Foundation, and the Arctic Institute of North America. We have received wonderful backing from the members of the former territorial legislature and now the state legislature. They no longer speak of us as the Fairbanks College. We are now the university for all Alaska. If it were not for the strong financial help from the legislature, this campus would not be as you see it today. We have sought to develop here a multiform, dynamic university with a vital outreach into the state of Alaska. The University of Alaska is a stimulating and exciting campus. It is going to continue to be exciting for Mrs. Patty and me, even from the sidelines, to watch the University of Alaska come into its full destiny. Thank you very much.
Avinu Shebashamayim, our Father in heaven, grant us wisdom and understanding so that we may fully appreciate our heritage. Teach us to use each precious hour wisely and devotedly. May we learn to study thy teachings and train ourselves to keep thy commandments loyally. Give us strength of body and clarity of mind to live as worthy human beings and as good Americans. O cause all thy children to realize that brotherly love and harmony are the keys to a better world, that peace is the greatest of all blessings. May the wisdom of the prophets be speedily fulfilled. As they said, nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Amen.